Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, is here now. And Kim, let's jump right in with prices and this bump that we're talking about.
Well, since Christmas, we've got about 25, 30 cent price increase. We got a nickel increase in the basis this week. I think that's good. That shows, I think, demand's still strong. And we've had a 25, 30 cent increase in that March futures contract. Our cash prices are in Oklahoma now are mostly in the $3.20 to $3.40 range. And that's a whole lot better than that $2.60 to $2.80 we had in late fall and early winter.
I love this good news and this rally. What could cause prices to go up a little bit more or start to decline again?
Well, the next thing coming down the pike is the USDA supply and demand report that comes out the 12th of this month. We've essentially completed our 2016-17 world wheat crop. Our next harvest will be India, Pakistan, North Africa, that part of the world. That'll start in March, April, and May. You've got the dollar index. It peaked out at 103, backed off a little bit this week, but it's still relatively high. That's impacting our prices. The Texas-Oklahoma wheat crop, the hard red winter wheat crop, will be the next world wheat crop to be harvested and for export. And so the world's going to be watching our crop conditions. They're not as good as they were last year. That report came out this week, and the conditions are worse than last year. That's positive price-wise. The world doesn't need any more wheat. We got adequate amounts of wheat. What the world needs is quality, and that quality is going to be a big determination of our price.
And then what do you think could happen long term?
Well, I think for the next couple weeks, until we get into the March, April, May time period, I think wheat prices are just going to waller around. I can't see them backing up very much. As long as we maintain this export demand, I'm looking right now at harvest with a good quality test weight and protein. I think we could have $4.25 wheat in June.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week. And now a word from our Extension cotton specialist, Randy Bowman, about the upcoming Red River Crops Conference.